This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Few people have asked me to comment on the news about Ben Shapiro going after Candace Owens. And if you haven't heard, I'll play a short clip, but he really excoriates her publicly. It's a rebuke. And here it is. Quick clip.
Yes. The question is about Candace Owens. I think her behavior during this is disgraceful. Without a doubt. Candace Owens. I think that her faux sophistication on these particular issues has been ridiculous. It's not faux sophistication, it's ridiculous. Everybody can see the moves that she's making and the things that she's saying, and I find them disreputable.
Two fast-rising juggernauts in the conservative movement, one Jewish, one black. And here's where we are. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Ben Shapiro forcefully, he says, this woman, what she said was stupid. And he's 100% right. Now, I don't agree with Shapiro on everything that he says, which nobody does on anything. But he this particular case, he gets it right. There's a lot that I don't like about what Ben Shapiro does. I think that he could do a much better job promoting the movement. But that's another story. He's entitled to do his business his way. And I will tell you this. He's been wildly successful. As has Candace Owens. And in fact, the irony is, she works for him. Not that she needs the job because she married herself a rich guy. So she doesn't need the money. Anyway, she exposed her anti-Semitism. And quite frankly, her ignorance in ways that are quite scary. They're scary. And the reason why I want to touch this issue is because people have told me, you shouldn't touch the issue. Kevin, you shouldn't let people know what's going on inside the conservative movement. And that's like when I hear black people say, Kevin, don't tell people what's going on in the black community, that we really don't like the Democrats, etc. I'm like, what? Okay, so you guys think it's a secret that the Democrats have destroyed the black community, that they've destroyed the black family, that they've destroyed the black church, that they've destroyed any type of ingenuity, want of a better life, etc., inside the black community. They've pigeonholed us into thinking that we all need to be Beyoncé's or some big athlete. That's it. Those are our only choices. They've ruined our education system. I could go on. Yeah, let's keep it a secret. Let me tell you something. I don't care what we... If I'm the subject of a discussion, like when I got fired from Fox, I didn't go, oh, well, let's not tell anybody. And even my wife goes, you know, Kevin, don't play up that you called them skanks. I didn't call them skanks. I tweeted it. She didn't say call, but that you tweeted that they were skanks. I'm talking about the Kavanaugh accusers. They are skanks. And I, as I said to my wife, and I've said it many times, I stand behind what I said. It was a well thought out thing. I had gone 30 days, you know, weeks of listening to this Blasey Ford talk nonsense, and I said, enough is enough. Well, enough is enough here. I'm going to give you a little inside baseball in the conservative movement because it needs to be exposed. People think they're too powerful to be talked about. Candace Owens is one of those. I've had people tell me this. They said, oh man, you say anything negative against Candace and she will come at you with all... Come at you with what? They said, well, she's going to ruin my career worse than Fox News? Fox News can't ruin my career. Candace Owens can't ruin my career. The only person who can ruin my career is me. And you know how you ruin your career the fastest? The way you ruin anything the fastest is if you aren't facing it with truth. So Ben Shapiro rebuked Candace Owens for the right reasons. Now, I'm going to tell you this. In many conservative circles, they consider this girl a goddess. I've been places with white donors. Most, you know, I mean, I was in Florida where they couldn't wait to get her to their home, and they raised $350,000 for Candace Owens at a home event, and she didn't even have a charity set up yet. They committed $350,000. I'm not lying. She didn't even have her charity set up. And they, a woman, a wealthy woman, said, just come to my house, I'll raise this money. And they did. I got the tally. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point discovered Candace Owens. I'll tell you, I thought Candace was, and I knew each other electronically, because there was a girl named Candace who would occasionally edit for me. She'd say, Kevin, I don't have a lot of time, but I will do some editing for you. And she did. Her name was Candace. And when I met Candace at CPAC, I thought she was the same Candace that we were finally meeting in person. And I was excited. And I was like, Candace, Kevin. And she looked at me like, who? And I went, aren't you editing for me from time to time? I swear they looked exactly alike. And and she went, like, I don't even know you. And so I went, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. There's another girl named Candace. I said, strikingly, you guys look a lot alike. I'd only seen pictures of her. So anyway, and to be honest with you, I could have been catfished. It could have been one of these deals where this girl was using Candace's thing. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people knew this girl, Candace, and they would ask me, have you ever met her? Have you ever, like, done a video conference? And I would go, no. So anyway, when I get a chance to meet this Candace girl, who was Candace Owens, I thought it was the same girl. So it wasn't. We've cleared it up. But she immediately said this to me, and Charlie introduced her. Hey, Kevin, you know, I found this girl. You need to meet her. And he was all excited. And so I met her, and the first thing she said to me is, I want to be the leader of the black conservative movement. Just like that. And I went, well, okay. And, you know, I did exactly what an elder would have been like, well, good for you, young lady. Go for it. And that was the birth of Candace Owens. I watched her get debuted at CPAC and become the belle of the ball. She and Charlie were inseparable. Every event, he was touting her, and he built her career. Yeah, she had done this red pill thing. And what was funny, she was becoming the belle of the ball, so to speak, and her claim to fame was she stopped being a Democrat and literally a year before had been criticizing conservatives and then got red pilled. That, I think that was the name of her thing, and just thrust into stuff. And that was the beginning of the Candace Owens movement. And I got a lot more to tell you when we get back. I'd take a short break, but if you want to stick around for this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I described briefly in the first segment my first meeting with Candace Owens. Charlie introduced her. It was at a CPAC. She said she was going to revolutionize the black conservative movement. And I will tell you right now, I am not jealous of her in any way. I wish her nothing but success. But I will tell you, I remember thinking, wow, you know, a little bit of indifference to the people that came before you. Look, I was on the scene pretty hot for a minute, and I never thought, woohoo, look at me. I will tell you, I can't fill a thimble with the knowledge of Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, Justice Thomas, and I could name dozens of other blacks, including some of my peers right now, Larry Elder. Larry and I are good friends. Larry's an intellect. He knows history of blacks. He lived it. He's 10 years older than I am. And, you know, I'm a child of the 60s. I think I know a little bit. Raised by my grandparents, who knew just a little bit. I'm no person who just came to conservatism 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago. I've been a conservative since I was sentient. That means since I became aware, I knew I wasn't a Democrat. I knew I wasn't a leftist. I knew exactly what I was. A kid that was proud, happy, overjoyed to grow up in America. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about Candace Owens. I remember that meeting, and here's what I remember, because my mind works differently than most. But when she made that statement, and Charlie was running around with her, and they were going place to place, going to college campuses, and he was promoting her, and I remember thinking, you are bringing her along way too fast, and it's going to blow up on you. It'll blow up on the movement. Just a matter of time. You can't have this one ideology that's forming inside of you, and then suddenly, in a year, you're like, oh my gosh, I've been so wrong. And I liken it to new Christians. And many of you who are Christ followers, you know what I'm talking about. You find somebody, they're new to God, and they're excited. And I'm so glad they get excited that they find something bigger than themselves. And Candace reminded me of the same thing. She found something that finally she went, you know what, I was wrong. And your mind is awakened, and you have an epiphany. And you're like, whoa. You know, and you want to share it. You want to just expose all that knowledge. But the problem is, you don't have enough of it. That would be like, I become a new Christian and I want to go preach where Billy Graham preached. You know, I want to be the one that goes, who, Billy Graham, who? who's your favorite pastor, Ravi? You know, I'm a new Christian and I'm going to enlighten you with all of my newfound knowledge. You don't understand what it is to come to God. And that was what Candace was. But you know what? Excited. Youthful enthusiasm is what they call it. You love it. Good for her. And I remember thinking, I hope you achieve your goals, but I hope you do it in a way that furthers the cause. It isn't about you. And I'm gonna make this statement to you. I've said it to many people. If I chose to be the most well-known conservative on the planet, I promise you, I could be that. Oh, I lament. I come on here and go, you know, we need more people downloading the show and things like that. But I don't have time I'm not going to figure that out. I look at it as it's all God's plan. But if I wanted to be that, if I was like, I'm going to have the biggest radio show, I promise you, I would accomplish it. It's not about money. It's not about fame. I look at it as, you know what? I give you all of me every single day. You want it. You take it. You spread it. Good for you. Do we need it? Absolutely. I'm not going to split hairs. I'm not one of these rappers that are like, yeah, I got my Benz. I got my bird. I got my Bugatti. I got my house. I got my gold. I'm not going to lie to you. We need your funding. That's as simple as it gets. But it doesn't make me less. Look, Shapiro and Candace are making a fortune. Good for them. They moving the needle? Not for me to decide. It's for their supporters to decide. But here's what I know. Oh boy, we have some great news. One of our kids applied to Hillsdale, Joel. That's such a success story. They thought it would take 1,000 kids for us to profile before we found one that would go to that school. We profiled 6 kids, and we got our first one who's applying. I just wrote his letter of recommendation. So we're going to cheer to get Joel into Hillsdale and many more at-risk kids that never would have had a shot. That's what we do. I don't sit around picking fights. Oh, you know, and I'll use Crowder with the, you know, oh, Shapiro offered me $50 million and I turned it down. It was an insult. Yeah, really? That's what we got to talk about in the conservative movement? Anyway, Ben Shapiro's right on this issue, and I want to play a clip. This is Candace Owens talking about the Muslim quarter.
My grandfather grew up in a segregated South, and so when I'm walking mm-hmm. through Jerusalem and you see, and they say these are the Muslim quarters, this is where the Muslims are right. allowed to live, that doesn't mm-hmm. feel like a bastion of freedom to me. So I guess...
I don't think it's where they're allowed to live in Jerusalem. I think it's that there's an Armenian quarter. It's not saying the Armenians can only live here. It's that there are communities, just like there's a Jewish community in Jersey here, and there's a Muslim community in here. I don't think, you know.
Now, see, I'm going to tell you right now. That's just ignorance. That's just ignorance. That's the same. That would be like somebody coming to America, going to San Francisco, going to Chinatown and saying, oh, my gosh, they got apartheid in America. They have this place that's called Chinatown, and that's where only the Chinese can live. Ignorance. It would be like going to France and saying, oh, they have this thing. It's called the Quartier Latin. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, the Latin Quarter. And it's where a lot of the Sorbonne is there, if I'm not mistaken. I forget which arrondissement it's in. But the point is, only Latinos can live in the Quartier Latin. No, It's called that because that's where they tend to live. There's a little Italy in St. Louis area. You think that only Italians can live there? That's the only place they can live in the city? It's just stupid. And so she literally, that's what she based her commentary on, was that idea. She was in Israel and somebody said, oh, that's the Muslim quarter. And she assumed that that's it. Now, part of this is stay in your lane. And part of it is, again, there are people out there that they want to be so knowledgeable in everything that they spew the most stupid things in the things where they have no knowledge. And let me give you a better example. When Ben Shapiro, as an example, is talking about black issues, I just want to say to him, Ben, introduce the topic and then go sit down. Now, I will tell you this. I have a Jewish friend, and we talk about Jews and blacks and where we kind of come together on stuff. And when he goes into the history of the Jewish people, you know what I do? Oh, I talk over him, because what could he possibly know? He's 84 years old, and he's a professor of economics and history. What could he possibly know about the Jewish people? I mean, being that he's been a Jew for 84 years. Well, it's time for him to just be quiet, right? You know what I do? I shut up. And it was funny. We were talking one day, and I told him, I said, you know, every time we talk, I just want to start the recorder. He goes, oh, Kevin, you're flattering me. He doesn't get it. I'm not flattering him. I'm never going to remember. What this guy says in one setting of history is more than I will learn in a lifetime.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, still plans on being first. It set its primary for January 23rd of 2024 in defiance of President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's preference for South Carolina as the initial primary contest. Multiple Capitol Police officers were injured during a clash with pro-Palestinian demonstrators.
Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries.
The mother of the six-year-old boy accused of shooting his first-grade teacher during class in Newport News, Virginia in January was sentenced yesterday. Deja Taylor will serve 21 months in prison on federal charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Candace Owens accused Israel of practicing apartheid because while she was there, somebody pointed to the Muslim quarter and said, that's where the Muslims live, and she thought that's where the Israelis cornered off the Muslims, not understanding that it's like the equivalent of Chinatown in San Francisco. See, that's what I talk about. If you're going to know, talk about a subject at the level where you are the representative of black conservatism, represent black conservatism the right way. And if you don't know something, don't say it or ask questions. And this is where I come back to, she's an ingenue to conservatism. And much of what she espouses among black conservatives is considered black conservatism 101, akin to a newly minted Christ follower evangelizing at every turn and not having 1 ounce of knowledge about the actual Bible. The enthusiasm is admirable, but the delivery lacks substance. And that's the problem. And this was highlighted when Seth Mandel exposed what she didn't know about the Muslim quarter. Now, that being said, people get it wrong. I've gotten it wrong. But you know what? I'm willing to do? Admit it. And the other thing is, I'm not trying to be the voice of anything. You know what I'm the voice of? I'm the voice of reason and the voice of truth. And if you believe in that, great. If you don't, fine. Look, the truth will set you free, and many times it makes us squeamish because we don't want to face our own truths. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Owens is entitled to make mistakes, but some mistakes at certain levels can be harmful. And to suggest that Israel is persecuting Muslims and putting them and cordoning them off into cities like the Democrats do black folks is frankly ignorant. And she had a series of hold my beer moments because, and I'm going to play this clip. This is a clip from her show, the Candace Owens show over at whatever Shapiro's deal is called, the Daily Wire or whatever. And she makes, essentially alludes that anybody in support of Israel is being paid off, and that support of Israel is virtually collapsed.
Well, I am here today to endorse Nikki Haley for president of Israel. I think she's earned that. I think Bibi Netanyahu is going through a very bad time right now. Support for Israel has virtually collapsed socially. If you're paying attention to the trends and you're paying attention to what people are watching, you're paying attention to the protests. And the one person that I think is capable of getting it back is Nikki Haley with enough money from foreign interest lobbies. So there it is, guys. I'm endorsing Nikki Haley, president of Israel.
Now, look, I'm not running a commercial for Nikki Haley. She doesn't need me to do her thing. But and Candace Owens is going after her. But what she's alluding is that Nikki Haley's been bought and sold by the Jewish establishment and she should run for president of Israel because she's bought and sold and the people of her ilk are bought and sold. And again, she said virtually no support of Israel on the social media circuit. And her rationale for this is all of the pro-Palestinian protests that are happening in the country. So, I disagree. And I disagree. Here's the problem with when you talk about something of this magnitude and your concept is wrong. I watch a lot of shows where, you know, they, you know, let's say, what's this one show I made? They do the face-off. It's called Face-Off. And in order to win Face-Off, they give you a concept. They say, here's what your inspiration is for you to go design this new face. And they tell you what it is. But then you've got to come up, the artist has to come up with a concept. If your concept is wrong, doesn't matter what you do. And here the problem that Candace Owens has is her concept is completely wrong. Her concept is she wants to blame Israel. Now, I will tell you this. I don't have a dog in the fight between Arabs and Israelis. I understand the biblical history of it. It's funny, when I was talking to a friend of mine, he's like, well, you know, it's not a, we were talking about secular Jews versus, you know, pious Jews. And he goes, well, Kevin, it's not a pious issue with the Jews. And I said, sure it is. Everything we're talking about dates back to the biblical separation between the Arabs and the Jews. When God, and I don't, my brother told me the story, but he instructed the Jewish leader to go kill his brother. Or, you know, kill the, it was a separation of the between the Arabs and the Jews. And he says, you got to go kill, you got to wipe them off the face of the earth. What would become the Arabs? And the guy refused God. Go back. I don't know the details. I have to check with my brother on it. But, and I don't want to be one of these new Christians going, well, you don't understand. And they're giving you all the wrong information. But I know it's a fact. The tribes separated. And the Jewish tribe was told to go kill the Arab tribe. God gave him that instruction. And he didn't do it. And then my brother was telling me the story. And I was like, seriously? And many of you have probably heard this before. So what the point is, well, the point of that story is do what God tells you. I want to pivot back to blaming Israel. So the idea that the Israelis who, the Jews who essentially want to just live in peace, they're the bad guys because they fought to get back this piece of land that they felt like was theirs for decades, for years. When they were all separated and scattered out to the ends of the earth. And then they come back and they want this one little sliver of land. And if you think about it in that concept, you know, based on that concept, you're like, wow, that's all they wanted. In that area, that was their homeland. And they fought to get that back and defeated all of the Arabs around them, which who were outnumbered them, you know, in every single way. And that's how it all started. But anyway, the concept for Candace Owens is these people are practicing apartheid. You would think that they're oppressors. And it, by the way, it's the same way that the left wants America to be viewed as colonializers. Maybe we did. Maybe we did go to. Look, I'll tell you this. I know Europeans that have colonialized. The French have colonialized. They own parts of America. The Spanish own parts of America. The Brits own parts of America. People have colonialized all over the place. Africans colonialized other Africans. Indigenous Indians colonialized other Indians. And I could go on. That's the way the world worked. But the point is, if you want to come with a wrong concept, you're not going to finish with the right idea. That's the problem. And Candace Owens is essentially picked her side. And Ben Shapiro, I played the clip early on, he said she's dead wrong. And not only is she wrong, he essentially says she's stupidly wrong. I mean, that's as critical as you can get of somebody, is that not only are they wrong, and he calls it faux, I think, I don't remember the exact words, but it was like faux intellectualism. You know, full knowledge of a subject. You don't know enough about the subject to fill a thimble, but you want to act like you do. And see, that's my problem with how people follow leaders. I'll follow you. if Candace Owens was the Pied Piper of all things black and she was giving some thoughts, that I'll put it to you this way. At our Vision Summit that we'll have again next year, and I hope people start donating to that so I don't end up taking a bath on it like I did this year. And again, I want to thank Ann, I'm not going to say her last name, for contributing to help us right the ship on that. I'm still so upset with the left, with the leftists. I always should call them leftists, with the conservative movement. But the point is, we brought in black thinkers that can fill the ocean with what they know about the black condition in academia, in wokeism, in academia, in capitalism, in the military, etc. We in law enforcement. We had experts, people that knew what they were talking about. And I mean, and the people that we are putting our faith in, as I say, and I've used this analogy a lot, can't fill a thimble with what you know. I don't know if you've ever listened to somebody, a radio show or whatever, and you say to yourself, I know more than that person. Have you sat in an audience and went, this speaker isn't enlightening me. They're not doing anything for me. That's why I want to tell you right now, I take so much pride in this radio show. We know, I mean, my producers find the best stuff. It'll sound like I'm being self-congratulatory, but I pride myself on making you think differently, having you come to a different thought, conclusion, angle on a story. And I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you, every one of my listeners, if you've listened longer than, I don't know, 2 hours, no, I'm kidding. If you've listened to this show for a week, 2 weeks, I've given you some concept, some idea about something that you didn't have and that made you go, wow, this guy's kind of interesting. And if you go back and listen, as Andy's done, my cardiologist down in Florida, if you go back and listen to shows, you'll find out it happens enough that it's not by accident. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing two juggernauts in the conservative movement. Under 40s, Ben Shapiro got a billionaire backer from, I think, Texas that backed the Daily Wire, and he's built it into a media juggernaut, and good for him. He's up there with the Breitbarts of the world and all that. He's got people that push his stuff out every day. And in his own way, he's doing what he wants to do and making that successful. So good for him. Candace Owens, I met her. She said she was going to be the voice of the black conservative movement. She started Black Pack. Not Black Pack. Blexit. She started Blexit. And supposedly, according to Charlie Kirk, I heard him say this, she's brought more people, more black voters to Donald Trump than any single person, which I remember hearing that and just shaking my head going, wow, I don't know how you would know it, but okay, I'll fine if people want to believe that. I've been many places where, you know, Candace Owens is canonized. People you know, think that she's the hottest thing out there. You could do no wrong. Some people think they want, you know, men want to have her have it, their babies, and you name it. And good for them. And I wish Ben's been wildly successful. He's got to be a multimillionaire at this point. Candace married into money, and she's also built her own career. Very good success stories in America. The blacks and the Jews working together in the conservative movement to change things. And now we're loggerheads because Candace Owens is making anti-Semitic remarks. At least that's the way Shapiro believes it to be. And I'll play his clip again so you can hear what he said out of his own mouth.
Yes, and then the question is about Candace Owens. I think her behavior during this is disgraceful. That is right. Disgraceful. I think that her faux sophistication on these particular issues has been ridiculous. It's not faux sophistication, it's ridiculous. Everybody can see the moves that she's making, the things that she's saying, and I find them disreputable.
That's about as stern a rebuke of Candace Owens that I've ever heard. And as I've mentioned in the previous segments, many people fear saying anything wrong, you know, against Candace Owens. I'm telling you, when I say fear, I'm telling you they know the wrath of her has been worse than anybody. And I'll tell you a quick story because I want to tell you, be careful where you put your faith. During the time where Kanye West revolted against Candace Owens when she and Charlie went and met with him and were on the trellis with him, and you would think, I mean, that was when she was really catapulting. And so they went out to L.A. and met with him. And then shortly after that, she did a tweet that said she's got a new line of clothing coming out with Kanye West. And he says, people are, you know, using me and all this. And he went on a rant. And Candace took it personal. She was like, she could tell it was geared towards her. And I was with Charlie Kirk at an event where one of my friends had flown him in on his private jet, and Charlie wasn't attending any of the stuff that we were doing. And when I finally saw him, he was noticeably concerned. And I said, what's the problem? And he said, well, Candace is threatening to burn it down. And I was like, burn it down? What's it? And he shrugged his shoulders like, I don't know. And I said, it is you. They were two peas in a pod going everywhere. But she panicked and said, you know, if I'm going down, I'm taking everybody with me. If you remember the time frame, I'll tell you, it was a 30-day window where they slowly separated, and he didn't let her go. Whatever, it just, she was no longer with Turning Point, and I think she went over to Prager at that point. Then she left Prager to go to the Daily Wire. And in full disclosure, I just don't keep up with Candace. I think she's probably out there doing, and I should even say this as a qualifier. For all I know, she saved 5,000 baby seals and, you know, saved the whale industry and also the forest in New Guinea. I don't know. I don't follow her work. And it isn't out of an ego thing. It's just I'm too busy. I would love to keep up with what these guys are doing. I hear about things. I saw a clip of Ben Shapiro debating at the Oxford Union. And let me tell you what happened. I watched that video, and the thing I said to myself is, I'm going to go do my series on what they should have said. Now, Ben held his own, but he didn't win the debate. I did a thing with Jordan Peterson. I saw him debate a guy. He got his butt kicked. And I said, here's what he should have said. And here, the thing about it is, while they're having the debate and these guys are getting locked up, and I'm thinking to myself, instantaneously, I would have known what to say. And that's what frustrates me. And that's why I tell people, be careful where you put your faith. I'm not going to speak to what happens to these folks. I want to repeat, and I'm going to say this 1,000 times. I wish them nothing but success, but I will call them out for their stupidity. And in this case, Candace Owens is being stupid. But here's what I will tell you, the difference between me and them. I said years ago, when I was having a conversation with God about why are you speaking to me right now, in full disclosure, I rarely talked to God prior to that. Full disclosure. It was one day, I'll never forget, I was on the third floor of my little house in St. Louis, and God spoke to me and said, you're going to start doing this. And I remember thinking, why? And it was such a monumental waste of time because I had 10 people following me, reading my little blog. And God said, you're going to do it. And I have had literally daily multiple conversations with God. I used to think it was a big deal that Muslims prayed 6 times a day. I pray 50 times a day. Lord, please help me. But the point is this. When he put me on this path, I said to God, God, I'm at the end of the road. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do. And he says, I'll guide you, and you're never going to not know what to say. May not be every, you know, it could be tweeting that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks, and that's going to change your life. But I'm going to give you the words, and you're going to need to trust me with the words. I don't speak of, I mean, I'm speaking about the things that matter to me, but I'm not doing it because I'm going, ooh, this is going to get me clicks, or this is going to do that or do this. I do it because God is telling me this is the subject today. And that's the difference. And so I'm not worried about saying the right thing or whatever because it's driven by that. And when I'm getting ready to do a subject and I go, yeah, you don't know enough. God will tell me you don't know enough about it. You got to go study that. You got to get more information about that. And be sure to let people know when you're not trying to be the expert. See, I'm an expert in blackness. I am. I know it from a lot of angles. I know the pure left, you know, the side that we despise, and I know the side that we see as good, and I know all the iterations, and the majority of the iterations in between. There's not much you're going to tell me about that condition that I don't know. But I don't know much about some of these other things. I don't know about the Israelis and the Arabs, and you know, other than the little bit of context that I have, but I have referred to experts. And here's what I do know. I know that the Jews want to be left alone, and the Arabs won't do it. And I know it dates back to this time in the Bible when God said, look, here's what I instruct you to do, and it wasn't done. And we are now as a world living with this radical form of religion known as Islam. I'm not going to say that. A radical sect inside of Islam that we're now having to face. And we're facing it every day, and we have this anti-Semitism that I keep saying to people, show me where the Jews have hurt you, because the Jews have given to this world much more than they've gotten. That's my opinion. And I've talked about the Nobel laureates and the medicines and the breakthroughs in technology and science and everything else, and I'm saying to myself, why are they hated? We're hated because the people who say that we should love each other and all kumbaya are the people that are selling this hate. And when conservatives start getting tricked into buying into it, you got to question, are they really understanding the power of their words? Candace Owens needs to rethink this. And as far as the conservative movement goes, Ben Shapiro calling her out is a good thing. It's steel sharpening steel. And me discussing it is steel sharpening steel. And if I were on the other side of this, because I was on this discussion at one point when I called them, those ladies, tweeted those ladies were skanks. Kevin, the feminist, the women's movement, or whatever. I got no battle against the women's movement. I am a feminist. I love strong women who believe in their femininity and what their role is on this earth. And I exalt them for it. Let's debate it. I was the topic of conversation. We should all be able to be the topic of conversation and be able to discuss this stuff openly.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.